welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, October 30th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Couple of text messages coming in. Downstate Kim says, well, look at the bright side. We have a handy list of who needs to go. Rick needs to call Ann Bowen as well. Yes, because this is critical. And you have to understand, the process. And this is how it happened. I'll tell you exactly how they did it. The Democrats got the 27 Republicans to join them out of fear. You see, if you didn't support House Bills 44, 76, and 77, if you didn't vote for these, 44, 76, 44, 77, if you didn't vote for them, you're a bigot. You're a racist. That's the card that they played with the weak rhino Republicans like Ken Borton, Luke Meerman, Gina Johnson, the whole list I read off. They're on the link. Just text me HS for hate speech, and I'll send you the link. These weak rhino Republicans didn't want to be called a bigot. They didn't want to be called a racist. So we need to make it a crime that if you commit an act or a deed or speak words that the government deems to desecrate an institution, then you must be punished for your acts, your deeds, or your speech. The ones that voted against it totally understand our constitutional right, our God-given right of the First Amendment. You can say whatever you want to say. But the Democrats and these 27 Republicans want you punished if you say anything bad against them. Because isn't an elected official part of an institution? Stop and think about this, folks. This show is completely dedicated to Michigan news and Michigan politics. How many times do I verbally say things that, according to this new two bills, desecrates the institution of Lansing? Almost every show, almost every segment. They could deem the things that I say on this microphone as a desecration of the institution of the state government in Lansing, county commissioners, school boards, public library boards, city councils, all of them are institutions according to the definition of these bills. So anything I say is going to be going against these laws. I can tell you one thing right now, I'm not going to stop. Let them charge me. I'll get David Coleman or William Wagner from the Great Lakes Justice Center to defend my First Amendment rights. These bills will be challenged, I guarantee it, in court by somebody. And it very well may be me. Please bring charges against me. We will go to court. But this is just part of the problem. I told you they were going to go into this flurry of bills. Well, this past week, the Democrats introduced almost 100 new bills. 100 last week that they're going to be voting on this week and next week before they end their legislative session. This is going to be a lame duck session on steroids, folks. According to Rescue Michigan, and we're going to have Shane Trejo on. He's partners with Adam DeAngeli, part of Rescue Michigan. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. First half hour, you need your coffee. You need to be ready to go tomorrow morning, 9:05 to 9:30. We're going to be talking with Shane Trejo about all of these bills. Every single one of these bills targets or dismantles First Amendment rights. Why? Because they're filling their campaign coffers with money from trial lawyers, utility companies, and other special interest groups. Here's a list of just some of the worst bills introduced last week. Senate Bill 603 and 604. Restrict recounts and legal challenges to election results. Having already dismantled all the safeguards against election fraud, Democrats are now going to restrict your ability to contest the results in court. Pat Kobach, Election Integrity Force, Pure Integrity Michigan Elections, PIME, Patricia Johnson's group, cannot file a lawsuit to contest or challenge the results of an election in court. Folks, that is an absolute First Amendment right given to us to be able to petition for redress against our government, any grievances we have. I don't believe the results of the election. I want to challenge it in court. These two bills, Senate Bill 603, 604, you can't do it. Only the Secretary of State could challenge an election result. Are you kidding me? House bills 5281 and 5282 prohibit those affiliated with hate groups, quote unquote, from becoming police officers. Hey, Officer Rick, did you know that your participation in the 2A Second Amendment firearms group would prohibit you from being a police officer? And who is going to decide what is a hate group? Of course, it's going to be the government bureaucrats. They're going to decide what is a hate group. And there's no doubt that this would be widely used to discriminate against all conservative organizations in a gross violation of our First Amendment rights. Those two bills are 5281 and 5282. A package of bills, tie barred together, House Bills 5248 through 5257, and Senate Bills 613 and 614. Mandate candidates and office holders disclose their personal finances and prohibit those who refuse from holding office. While the intention here is to discourage citizens from seeking office by having to sacrifice their financial privacy in order to run for office. Another wild assault on our right to free assembly. Again, First Amendment. The House is skipping holding committee on these bills, and they are already scheduled for floor votes next week in the Senate. That being this week. Folks, I don't know what to say. They are ramming all of this stuff through. All of this stuff. Text message coming in. These people, in my opinion, go to Lansing or D.C. They get drunk on the power and the perks and forget all about the people who put them there. No, no, no. See, that's not it. They don't think that you will find out and know about these bills because nobody's talking about it. Other talk show hosts did not talk about these bills in the details that I have today. because it takes too much time and research. Spent the entire weekend finishing off the certification instructor training I have for the upcoming Robert's Rules of Order crash course training workshop that we're going to conduct on Saturday, December 2nd at Jay's Sporting Goods. If you go to the website acconservatives.org, you'll see the entire post there about it. We are going to do this class. I have been certified, and we will be holding it on Saturday, December 2nd from 10 to 12:30. It's going to be Jay's Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue in Gaylord. Doors are going to open at 9:30 for you to check in. We will start right at 10 o'clock. I took a picture of the Headwaters conference room. The side door to Jay's, you don't go in through the store. You go in through the side door, Headwaters conference room. You'll check in with Sherry. She will check you in. You'll get your book, your reference guide, and your Michigan Constitution. Text me event. I'll text you the link. Read the post. You absolutely have got to attend this. There's votes there, folks, that these people have taken that violate their oath of office. I mentioned one of them just now, the hate speech bill that Ken Borton voted for. Gina Johnson. There's others out there. We will teach you exactly how you should confront them and say, hey, you need to resign your office. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Last night, as I was prepping for the show today, looking over all these bills, reading all this information, I got a weather alert at the radio station. Winter weather advisory in effect until 8 p.m. today, Monday. And I'm like, what? Well, this started in the UP as our weather obviously progresses from west to east. What's happening up in Houghton? Up in the UP? In the Lake Superior region of the UP, Houghton, north to the east of Lons, in the bay there, the tips. Anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow accumulations up to the possibility of 8 inches. That started at 9:23 p.m. last night, Sunday night, and will run until 8 o'clock tonight as the weather and the wind blows the lake effect snow. That's what Onaway is probably experiencing, perhaps Sheboygan right now, I'm not sure. Send me a text if you're getting snow in your area. Just text me the city if it's snowing. I've already heard from Onaway. Here in Antrim County, we're protected. We're far enough south that we're not getting it right now, but it's coming. They said tomorrow night, Halloween, could be snow. Just so you know. Downstate Kim says Gina Johnson has been a big disappointment. She didn't want to be called a bigot. She didn't want to be called a racist. So I'm going to vote for this bill, these bills, with you Democrats. Reporting in from Porter, Texas, Texas Red, Randy, so you mean to tell me when old Texas Red gets on the face space and posts critical comments about the Democratic Nazis of Michigan, does that mean I've committed a crime? Will Dana Nessel issue a warrant for my arrest? They're going to have to extradite Texas Red for his thought crimes. Sounds like that's going to be a tough one to enforce. Well, they're not going to come for you down in Texas. It would cost too much. Chip says, no snow here between Sheboygan and Toponabee. I had an opportunity to meet with some folks at the Breakers. Haven't been there in a while. Place was hopping. Absolutely, Friday night, the place to be. Tim's reporting in, Sheboygan is only partly cloudy. Well, be prepared because the snow is coming. Captain Jeff, I haven't heard from you in a long time. Reporting in for duty from Cedarville. The all-time snowfall record in the Keweenaw Peninsula. Almost 400 inches in one winter season. 390. Well, it looks like they're getting anywhere from 3 to 6, possibly 8 inches today, October 30th. Okay, got it. Clayton's reporting in from Pickford. Picture taken this morning from Sault Ste. Marie. nothing but cold here in Pickford and Hessel. But it looks like, what is that? That's what, 2-3 inches right there on the hood of that vehicle. 2 inches for sure. Yep. Josh and Moran, I got a message from my buddy. He lives west of Newberry. 2 inches overnight, and it's snowing hard right now. Okay, it's in Newberry. That's the snowmobile trails there in Newberry. It's coming, guys. It's coming. Benton Township, Sheboygan County, snow on the leaves at my house this morning. That's coming in from Harold. Randy Walker, snow on the ground between Brutus and Harbor Springs. Snow on the ground north of Harbor Springs. Told you guys, you got to get over there to Royal Tire in Petoskey. Tell Eric, Trucker Randy sent you. Again, I love my Michelin X snow ice tires. Absolutely love them. Have the winter wheels put on them. Stored the chrome wheels from the 2008 Cadillac. They're in the garage laying flat. Yes. Oh, Tom says there's a water spout over the straits from Sheboygan Airport. Snowed earlier. This came from Tom Palmer. That's what Brett Gooding was talking about. That water spout cloud. That is really cool, isn't it? Water spout. Yes, this morning, actually. This morning. Well, here we are, not even Halloween night, and it's already starting. Tim says it's just now starting north of Levering. Okay, got it. Yes, these state representatives, Gina Johnson voted for the $82 billion budget. Her excuse, she got pork for her district. Very disappointing. Total disappointment. Absolutely. We're going to move on. We got more bills. We got more things to talk about. Final hour of today's show. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from drag